Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. Today is Friday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time, the Feast of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, November 21st, 2025. Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 47 and 48. Luke writes, "And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose, because all the people were hanging on his words." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we do celebrate the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a feast that is not recorded directly in Scripture, but flows from the deep tradition of the Church. It invites us to contemplate Mary as a young girl, being brought to the temple in Jerusalem by her parents, Saints Joachim and Anne. There she was offered to God, not as a mere gesture of piety, but as a total surrender of her life to the divine will. And the Gospel today tells us of Jesus himself, standing in that same temple, teaching the people with words so alive, so filled with truth, that they hung on his words. What a striking parallel! The child Mary presented in the temple, and years later, the grown Christ teaching there. The Word of God speaking in the very place where his mother was once consecrated. Mary's presentation reminds us that holiness begins in the offering of the heart. When she was brought into the temple, she became a living temple, a place where God's presence would one day dwell bodily. Her yes to God did not begin at the Annunciation. It began in the quiet formation of her heart, long before the angel appeared. In Mary, we see that the Church is called to be a dwelling place for God's Word. Every time we open our hearts to prayer, every time we act in love, we make ourselves available to the same Spirit who filled her. Luke tells us that the people were hanging on his words. What a beautiful image of discipleship. The crowds recognized that there was something divine in his voice, a word that pierced through pretense, that called them to repentance and renewal. But while the people listened with longing, the religious leaders plotted with fear. Their hearts, hardened by pride and control, could no longer hear the living word, the same voice that awakened faith in the simple, filled the powerful with resentment. This is the drama of every age. Will we hang on his words or will we resist them? Will we let the word remake us? Or will we cling to our own designs? To hang on his words is to let his truth sustain us, not only when it comforts us, but especially when it challenges us. The living word is meant not only to inspire, but to transform. The Feast of the Presentation reminds us that faith is an act of offering. Mary offered herself entirely to God, and through her, God offered himself entirely to us. The circle of divine love is complete. From human surrender to divine self-gift. In every Mass, this mystery is renewed. We bring the bread and wine, simple and human, and God transforms them into his very presence. In the very same way, when we offer our lives, our fears, our labors, our love, he transforms them into grace. To be Catholic is to live in this rhythm of presentation and transformation, to bring everything before God and to allow him to make it holy. Mary teaches us the simplicity of surrender. Her holiness was not in great deeds or miracles, but in her constant availability to grace. She did not know where her offering would lead, only that God was faithful. And so she stands as our model, pure, not because she was untouched by struggle, but because she was wholly transparent to God's will. She invites each of us to be presented anew, to bring our lives into the temple of God's mercy, and to say, "Let it be done unto me according to your word." When we do this, Christ's words become alive in us. They cease to be something we merely hear and become something we live out. As we honor Mary's presentation today, let us remember that she is not simply brought to the temple, she became the temple. We ask her intercession to help us become like her, a place where the Word is welcomed, cherished, and lived. And like those who once crowded around Jesus in the temple, we never cease to hang on his words, for they are words of eternal life, words that make holy the temple of our hearts. Let us pray. Holy Mary, presented in the temple of the Lord, teach us to offer ourselves without reserve. Make our hearts pure dwelling places for your Son. Help us to listen to his word with love and to live it with courage. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others and invite others to join us here each day when we share the word of God, walking towards our own heavenly Jerusalem. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.